One's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar, one's a baller, one's a scholar.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this miniature episode of Asher Brothers Podcast. It's taken from a recording from NYPD Blue Balls. Simone says, I edited it out of the show, but you're about to see why you're hearing it now, because it is Kyle falling asleep in the middle of me talking. It seems impossible, but completely happened. Listen up, it's ridiculous. This episode has the it has some gratuitous ass and side boob, because there's just a scene where they go to pick up this model woman and she's just taking pictures with a bunch of naked people in weird poses. Or as I like to call it, the poses that cover up the bits that get you an R rating.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It's like a total Michael Bay PG-13 naked scene. They talked about that a lot in the book, how the show was hated by Christian groups and was actually banned by whole cities. Like, the whole city of Dallas would not broadcast the show, and bars that had satellite would have viewing parties, and they would do, like, triple the business that night. Pretty crazy shit. Oh, one thing that they did, because they do this occasionally for some of the people that they arrest for the crime, they coach Patty into saying that there was a struggle. Because Patty says, yeah, I went to go talk to him and said to leave her alone, and then he laughed at me. And he said, like, just his face and his cocky attitude, I pulled out the gun and then I started firing at him. And then Sipowicz says to him, no, just say that there was kind of a struggle, you went for your gun and you felt threatened. Because they felt bad for him. Even though he then admits, like, I had no idea I killed that woman, and that's actually what changes his mind to confessing to the crime. And they even tell him, you know that his dad's connected, and he's probably gonna send some dudes to kill you once they figure out it was you. So, I don't know, it felt weird because that guy's responsible for the death of two people, but because he's a nice guy, and they felt like he was doing it for a decent reason, getting this girl away from this guy, they're coaching him to say that there was a struggle, which is, I don't know, seems a little unethical if he also endangered the life of an old woman who wasn't doing anything. Are you asleep? Kyle, are you asleep right now?
They're both assholes. Asher Brothers Podcast, come in every week. Sit down, kick back, and take a little peek into their lives, their shitty little lies. Wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. Kirk and Kyle Asher sitting around around gabbing, talking about nothing and what's going on in their lives, their shitty little lives. Wait, I'm sorry, that was supposed to get you hyped. One's a baller, one's a scholar, but did I mention that they're both assholes? Yeah. One's a baller, one's a scholar, it's the Asher Brothers Podcast.